following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. I've been telling you about Lumosity.com. Instead of just working out your body, sometimes you have to work out your most important asset, your brain. Lumosity.com is like a personal trainer for your brain. Select areas you want to improve. Think and solve problems faster. Sharpen your memory. Focus longer. I could use that. So you can be at the top of your game. I've used Lumosity.com before. Clever, smart, and helps. It's designed to improve your brain's performance through the science of neuroplasticity. So you get daily online workouts targeted to meet your goals. The online exercise is fun, like playing games. Only takes a few minutes. Lumosity.com gives you the competitive edge you need to get ahead and stay ahead. Start training with Lumosity.com today. Go to Lumosity.com. Click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from The Herd.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Jim Langan, Bob Jensen.
Bob Jensen's here.
Today.
I'm glad Bob Jensen showed up because you know I really didn't have much to talk about today. Neither did you. And I
there's
think Bob's
gonna
run
going
it.
On.
I can't believe he's going to be here the whole hour and 5 minutes.
That is
that's
the
really
best
good
part.
Deal.
That is the best.
Bob,
part
get a mic here.
That is the best part of my day. What's up?
Good morning.
The NBA's draft's here tonight, and Bob Jensen wants to tell us how many Nebraska kids do you think a cow will get drafted?
You know, here's the deal. I don't care if the NBA ever had a draft. I don't care if the NBA ever played a game. So I'm probably not the guy to ask. But I'm sure that the Lakers will buy their way towards the top, and everybody will hate LeBron as they should. And those are the two things I know about the NBA.
You don't like LeBron either, huh?
Well, no, that's not true. That's going over the top. But that is a person who I believe one of the first things I ever heard him say was his goal. Now, granted, he's a young kid when he said he wanted to be the first billionaire to ever play in the NBA. Okay, go do it.
You wanted to be the first billionaire newspaper guy, didn't you?
Well, I'd be the second.
Publisher.
Yeah, I'd be the second.
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska, in Merritt County.
There you go.
You know what's kind of bizarre about this, Bob, is that normally when the three of us are visiting, we don't knock things over, but you normally when the three of us are visiting, it's like at 11 o'clock at night someplace else, and we're discussing the same thing. So.
Well, yeah. There's nothing like midnight mass, Jim. I know that.
I was just going to say to open the show today is that basically after this show today, it dawned on me, we'll have up to July 4th, but once July 4th holiday is over, pretty much so is mine. Bob's a little bit. You'll have a little time in there. I just talked to Steve Sippel this morning. He's flying out on vacation. This is where the newspaper guys, either after spring football or now, go on vacation because vacation has to be done to go to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, which we will be at. And with the Senior Open going on in Omaha, That will be going on. People will be busy covering that, at least our, you know, our media friends from around the state. And your high school football, is it done? Is the Huskerland prep done?
No, it's
close.
Not.
It's close.
No, it's not. No, it's we like to call it the finishing stages of it is what we are. We had a desperately late start. We had some issues, but we're close. I still have a couple odds and ends to do, but we'll get her done one way or the other.
And of course, folks, you can keep up to date on some of those articles that'll be in Huskerland Prep online at the rivals spot, huskerlandpreps.com. Some really cool stuff up there. And this was a bit of news from yesterday. Rick Rehbarger is going to be no longer the football coach at Hastings High School. And we were discussing a little bit off the air and on the air, I guess. Really late to try and find somebody that's not already on staff. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen over there at Hastings, especially new athletic director. Now they'll have to get a new football coach.
Yeah, don't know anything about that situation, but obviously it's the 1st of July and you need to have a coach. It certainly would, my substantial gut says that you got to have it somebody already in-house. You can't go looking now unless, someone comes available, someone with coaching experience, Lang, and someone with a vast connection to the community. That could be you. Is this where you declare your candidacy?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be the Hastings High football.
Okay. He didn't say no. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, he just said he's pretty sure.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Nebraska Dangerhead football coach Mike Davis. The ultimate prize in the indoor league is the United Bowl, and they play at Sioux Falls on Saturday night, and we'll talk about that. They've been named the franchise of the year, all kinds of players named to the all-conference, so that's cool for them as well. College World Series is now in our rearview mirror. As we said, the NBA draft is coming up tonight, and you'll be able to hear it here on ESPN Radio. And a couple of other sporting notes as well throughout the day. The Cornhusker State Games Torch Run made its stop in Kearney last night. It's on its way to Grand Island. Kurt Tomasevich, Jordan Larson putting on the clinics, doing a great job for the youth, and that'll be at Grand Island Senior High this afternoon.
Is that what I swerved to miss on the way down here? They look kind of official.
I could just hear it now, Bob. The people that drive back and forth, and there are some that go on Highway 30 to whichever community. They could be going all the way from Kearney to Grand Island or any of the communities in between. And I can just hear them now going to work this morning. I thought that damn brand was last month. What happened? Were they riding bikes across the state again?
There is always a last place finisher. Keep that in mind.
Don't hit anybody.
Hey, Bob, 8-man football in the area. Who'd you rank in the top 10?
Well, of course, that's something we keep awfully close to the vest, Coach. But it's funny you should say that. I was thinking about that. Two things that first jumped to my mind in local 8-man football are Overton is going to make a big leap. They had anything that could go wrong inside or outside a football program went wrong at Overton last year. They got a bunch of good players back, good athletes. They got, and Shelton. I'm going to jump ahead and talk about Shelton. Not Kennesaw, the sister city, but Shelton. And the thing that those two programs have in common is that they both have two exceptional linemen, both of them. We got J.D. Callahan and Zach Zaleski down at Overton. You got Nate Muehlbach and Zach Oliver down at Shelton. Those are, there's not to sound... I'm just going to tell you, what I always measure 8-man players against is how would they do in C1? And that's a legit deal. How would they do in C1? Oliver would be an all-state type player in C1. And I think Callahan might be right there with him. Those other two kids are really good players. I know Muehlbach was an all-stater in the Journal Star last year. Zaleski, that kid grew up so much last year. By the time I saw that boy at the state wrestling tournament, he didn't look the same as he did the start of the year. And so, anytime you can block somebody up front, you got a chance to move the ball. So there's a couple things that immediately come to mind.
Well, I'll tell you two that I like is Elm Creek and Amherst. Do you like those two?
I think Amherst is, boy, they are hitting the arc, Lang, and you know that. They've got boys that can play every sport right now, and they're trending way high. Elm Creek's going to be good. They've always got athletes. Jake Bartling is one of the most unknown or under-publicized really great high school players in the state. I think he's going to get his due this year. I think they've got some mighty big shoes to fill from last year, and that'll be interesting to see how they do it. But the one thing that I was really impressed with last year at Elm Creek, and I got to see that kind of close, was the coaching staff. The coaches did a great job. You know, first time together, come out, and really, they had those kids playing as well as they possibly could. And, you know, that's a real testament. You're not talking about guys who've been around for 25 years, and for them to kind of go 0-60 like that was real impressive. So on paper, they've got to take a step back, I think. But at the same time, you know, it's high school football, so we'll see.
You're talking about not known. If you coached against that kid,
yeah.
He seems like he's been playing for 8 years.
The first time I saw Jake Bartling, I was at a midget. Well, excuse me. We no longer call it midget.
Junior.
A Legion junior baseball game. And anyway, there were some juniors standing there. And then there was this large person who I assumed was someone's uncle or something like that. And that's when Norm Taylor said one of two things I've ever remembered him saying. He said, he's going to be 14 next month. What? He's a giant young man. I mean, he's just huge. I'll tell you what, don't go negative, but I'm just telling you, I think you'd maybe agree, Coach, if that kid was half a step faster. Just because he's big, and when he gets he's just going to kill somebody. But that's the only fly in the ointment. He's not super-duper fast, but he's playing fast enough to play D1 football, and he'll be an all-stater.
Doug Duda and Jim Langan and Bob Jensen all in studio today. Tomorrow we've got a Best of Doug and Daddy show. Yes, snicker now. We'll be playing a couple of interviews that we've had from 2013 with Danny Woodhead, John McBride stepping down. We're going to hear his comments once again from after he announced that he will no longer be the athletic director. Tom Osborne's last day, and Steve Sipple has an article in the Journal Star about this being his official last day at work, and we'll talk that in a little bit. But Bob, just kind of staying on the high school scene here, jumping to 11-man, one of the articles you put up this week was on our friends at Centura, who, let's face it, a couple of years ago were riding one of the longest losing streaks in the state. Coaching staff change, kids that had to play as freshmen and sophomore, now those kids are juniors and seniors, and they made the playoffs last year, and they basically have everybody back, and they're adding to their staff, and they continue to grow.
Yeah, no, they paid a pretty heavy price to get where they're at. But Coach Hansen, there's a proven winner. He's been to a state final. Man knows his way around the game of football. And he did. He just blew the whole thing up, started over. You guys have seen it with your own eyes. Started playing a whole bunch of real young kids, some of them more talented than others, but they've all grown together. And now you've got kids like Jay Hickok, and you got the Rosenquist kid at running back. I believe it's Travis Holcomb. They've got his tight end. The kid's got the look. I mean, that's a nice piece to have as a sophomore. So they've still got some challenges on that schedule, and I'm certainly not here to tell you they're going to win state, but I certainly expect them to take yet another step. And I don't know, 6 wins I think is a possibility. The one thing is, when you look at that roster, and just a real quick aside to that, they're not big. They're just not physically big. Got a lot of 170-pound kids, which goes to my point that the single most overrated thing in high school football is size. It's always nice to have somebody like my friend, I hope, Zach Oliver, down there at Shelton, 240 pounds-ish, and be able to. But, you know, some of the meanest people God ever put on this earth weigh about 150 pounds. And if I was told my boy that if there's somebody on the field that weighs 150 pounds, unless he's the coach's boy, he is mean. He is mean. Stay clear of the 150 pounders. That's what I'm telling you.
150 pound center. Watch out, boys.
Oh, he will tear you apart. He's got nothing to lose.
Well, let's get the early thoughts for the listeners here in the Tri-Cities. We touched that there'll be a new coach at Hastings. And let's look at the Class A programs. We knew Grand Island was going to be down a step because they only had one kid that was a returning starter last year. And I'm hearing that about Kearney High this year, is that this might be the year that they have to really do some rebuilding, especially with Luke McNitt, a 2.5, I guess you can year starter at quarterback, linebacker, and some other great kids that they got to replace. Just your early thoughts on Kearney and Grand Island.
in order. Grand Island, everybody knew it was coming. I mean, everybody knew it was coming. You're just going to have to grit your teeth and get through it. Count on your program. Count on your program, not your team. That's everything from the coach down to the water boy. Everybody believing that everything will eventually be okay because you've been there before. And I love Jeff Tomlin. You know, and he has his staff, most of which I love. Not to point any fingers, Wells. But the thing is that you knew that they were going to be back, and then now they've got a bunch of kids back, and they're going to be tough. They don't have anybody that's going to – well, I take that back. They do. Chase will probably be an all-stater. But beyond that, you know, they're going to have a bunch of hard-working blue-collar guys, and they're going to win a lot of games. Kearney's going to win. It's Kearney, and as long as Brandon Cool and his staff are there, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of us. I saw a couple of the office girls out there, and Merritt. I'm pretty sure if he could find 5 more guys, we'd score some points at least if they were coaching. And, you know, I don't know. Difference makers at the skill positions, none on paper strike you, but they'll be taught to play as good as they can. The one ace that they have in the deck is that Arp kid, Brian Arp. Boy, he comes with a mighty fine reputation for a kid who's only going to be a junior. And by all accounts, I mean, this may come as a surprise because Brandon Cool is one of the least interesting people I know, okay? He's never going to tell you anything, but he accidentally told me that Brian Arp's pretty good. So if Brian Arp's pretty good, look out. That's all I can say. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you much more than that, except I know Kearney will win.
So. Well, you know, with Luke McNitt out, they're going to just have to change the way they design their plays because they're not going to have a quarterback that's going to just run over people like a fullback. But I think Grand Island and Kearney will surprise everybody. I think they're both going to win. And I think there's a, you know, like you say, there's a history there with coaching that, hey, you can find a way and you know what to do and you just find a way to win games. Sometimes you got to win them 17-14 instead of 38.
You know that, Coach Langan. Winners win. That's what happens. Winners win. And the thing about McNitt, having to come up with some different play, did they ever need a play? All they had to do was hike the ball and something would happen. I mean, you could count on it. So
this comes from our Dent Popper inbox. You can email us, you can call us, you can Facebook us, you can tweet us, you can do whatever you want. You can drive by and throw a rock through the window and have
Got
a note
before.
On it. That's fine, since I don't sit by the window. This is, wow, Doug, Langan would be a great coach at Hastings. I've reffed his team when he was at SEM, and he was all over the place then in a good way. Goodness only knows what he'd do at a school the size of Hastings. We will campaign for him to get that job.
Oh, everybody needs somebody, Jimmy.
I'd like to thank my mom for saying
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, my mom and sister both ran that through.
Reffing contract. We're going to have to take a look at those. Just to continue and finish out this segment on high school football, because we'll talk with Bobby again when the magazine comes out and look at his top 10 and all the same features that we've got used to over the years, which if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Anything new that we should be looking for this year? Anything you're excited about?
You know what I'm going to be really excited about, dude? It will be being done. Okay.
Is the front page picture taken?
Most likely. Actually, most likely.
And it's not always – and the cool thing about Bob is he takes – well, there's many things, but that front page, I think only the one time Nebraska kind of had an exceptional or a little more than average group of seniors, and you kind of put them all on there in front of Memorial Stadium. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you've went all over the state and picked a kid or two and put them on there. I'll put you on the spot. Who's the best high school football player in Nebraska this upcoming year?
First things first, as far as how we select the magazine cover, the high water mark in my administration, and there's not much of me left, so this could stand the test of time. We had a picture of a cow on the front page one time, and there's a story there that we don't have time to tell, but suffice to say, Brett Gum of the Burwell, Longhorns. We had a Longhorn. I had people ask me, Is that cow real? I said, first of all, that's not a cow. And second of all, yes. And anyway, DJ Foster.
It is.
Oh, DJ Foster. I'll tell you what. On top of everything else, I went to the Rivals National Conference here a few weeks ago. And on my way out of town, I interviewed DJ and Luke Gifford for the magazine. And I might have caught DJ right after Rivals, because I mentioned where I was going, and he grunted a little bit, and he said, you know, they dropped me to a 3-star.
Yeah.
I said, oh, really? How do you feel about that? And all he said was, we'll see. And, you know, that told me really all I needed to know. DJ Foster, from the minute he walked on a football field, has just been – he's just been – I don't want to go too crazy here because Seth Olsen from Millard North has always been the gold standard for me. I mean, I just thought he was everything you wanted in a high school football player and more. Okay, here we go. Let's just put it out there. I think DJ Foster is the Eric Crouch of Nebraska high school linemen in the time I've been paying attention. And I think he is, he's exceptional. And it's crowded at the top this year. This class of 2014 in Nebraska, we have got some fun people to get to watch this year.
Well, I don't even want to start this next discussion. You think Eric Crouch is the best high school player you've ever seen?
No.
Okay, that's it. I'm not even making you say.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll just tell you. I'll just tell you. To me, the best running back I've ever seen, and I saw Amon Green and Name the Jones and all, but it's Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead is the best high school running back I have ever seen in person, and that was 30 pounds ago when he was just a little tiny fella darting around and all that. Now he's 30 pounds heavier, faster than ever, and the whole deal. Scott Frost was pretty good. So those – but anyway, DJ Foster is the best we got this year, and that's saying quite a little.
Have we convinced you to stay for another segment?
I can stay for one more segment.
And then you want to tell the folks what you've got to do after that? I thought that was an interesting.
Well, you know, I'm 55 years old. I know I'm man enough. I can tell you. I'm going to the quilt store. I'm running an errand for Mama. I can do that. You know, and I'd have done it for if it didn't cost me $287.54. And the only reason I say that, dude, I am almost positive that she's not listening to this show. Almost positive.
Oh, put in a call, Bob, Penny.
Bob, Tim Higgins has got first base today at 1 o'clock. West Side runs it. I've got home plate.
Oh.
You've got second base. Duda, you got third.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We're going to have four-man crew. That means I got enough shirts for everybody.
I got to cover the line then.
That's all right.
I don't have to worry about many safe out calls at third.
Just get way back there when a good hitter comes up because you do not want to get hit by a line drive, I guarantee you.
Well, yeah. And you can't get behind Arch because he's still too quick. He gets out of the way, or he'll just put the paw out and go, huh. Nice try, son. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget that when we come back, more talk with Bob Jensen and Jim Langan, co-hosting today. Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. We'll be right back.
This summer, hop in your car and make your way to Kearney. Take a mini vacation June 30th to July 1st and celebrate the Lincoln Highway Centennial. The Lincoln Highway was America's main street. It was the first transcontinental highway spanning nearly 3,400 miles. For a complete list of events and to download a brochure, please go to visitkearney.org, then click on the Lincoln Highway logo. Hope to see you there.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out ProPlus at Ferguson.com.
This is three-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart. I'm in my car right now. You know what else is in my car? Mobile One. Over half of all NASCAR drivers choose Mobile One, including that knucklehead in front of me who won't get out of my way. Why don't these things have horns?
Mobile One Synthetic Motor Oil, the official motor oil of NASCAR.
Win a trip to pit crew school at the 5-off-5-on training facility in North Carolina. Winners will tour Stewart Haas Racing headquarters and meet NASCAR legend Tony Stewart. Sign up at O'Reilly Auto Parts or online at mobileone.us.
Make your phone smart enough to put you in the seats of Royal Stadium. Use it to text Royals 945 to 90210, because every week we'll award a pair of Royals tickets to one of our Royals 945 entrants. Enter anytime. The giveaways continue all season while ticket supplies last. Text Royals 945 to 90210 and follow the Royals exclusively in Central Nebraska on Platte River Radio's Breeze 94.5 FM.
We'll see some isolated shower and storm activity around early on today. Then skies turn partly to mostly sunny with a high around 90. Wednesday variable. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 66, followed by a high of 90 on Friday. Right now, it's 86.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, a full house, which I love. Bob Jensen, Jim Langan, joining me on the day's program at lunch, folks. How about Cunningham's? How about any day of the week? They're open 7 days a week. The weather's been perfect for the courtyard. Live music every single night of the week. And you can watch your favorite sporting activities as well. Get into a burger, get into a pizza, get into any of the great sandwiches that they have. Special meals in the evening as well. You can get yourself a steak if you want it. They've got it all at Cunningham's on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. If you got a cell phone, pick it up. Text Ham's Offer to 90210. You'll receive special lunch discounts and a buy one, get one offer just for signing up. So live it up a little this week and this weekend at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft in the Courtyard. Weekend entertainment and a good time with your buds at 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. Just kind of out of the blue, Jamie Kissinger. And again, a lot of this comes through the Cornhusker Shooting Stars, which is a whole other show for me, which is the travel league, many of the travel leagues across the state, which we have touched on. But she's going to San Diego. Her sister's going to Illinois. She's going to San Diego. They're getting out of here. And I guess my first reaction is that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about San Diego University women's basketball, but I tell you what, you were talking about the Bartling kid over there at Elm Creek. Jamie Kissinger.
Yeah.
I mean, Minden has had a couple, three outstanding basketball players on the female side, and Jamie might be the best around this year.
Yeah, that's just it. Minden's had a tremendous run of girl basketball players. I know Coach Cremosta told me personally, I don't think I was supposed to maybe say this on the air, that he personally is responsible for building each one of those girls' career, which I thought was a bit bold on his part.
That's what Dad said.
But anyway, no, they have. And the thing is, and I guess talking about Coach Cremosta, the thing is, those girls, they play ferociously. I mean, when you are in a basketball game with Minden, you know you've been in a basketball game. But yeah, those Kissinger girls, I can remember when they were about to be seniors. I was talking, and I don't like saying this out loud either, but I may have been talking to Dan Malik, the pride of York, Nebraska, when he said to me, we're going to be pretty good, but you wait, there's these eighth graders at Minden, you're not going to believe. And sure enough, in a few weeks, I went and watched them play basketball. I can't remember who they played, but they played at home, and they played like 20-year-old women from the time they were 14 years old. So good for them.
Now they've got a younger sister. There's going to be three of them this year.
Yeah, yeah. So
those will be great games to broadcast. Kissinger, Kissinger. Back to Kissinger.
How wrong could you be?
The fans will believe, right?
That's right.
How do you remember all those names? I get three sisters in there and just say the same name over and over. Let me throw a big old curveball here to you. Most significant coaching change at the high school level, any sport, will be affected where? Interesting. I'll throw out one that Chip Moss coming to Hastings College. Yeah, Bill Gavers leaving Central Catholic.
Okay.
It may not be the guys leaving. I'm talking about the guys coming in necessarily. Was there one that you just went, when somebody got hired, you went, whoa, big time move?
Well, I'm going to draw a blank on
that's
that.
Cool.
But I will say this about Gavers. At last. Now we have both him and Jim Weeks coaching at the college level when they've been college coaches all along. And, that's one thing. I guess I bring up Weeks. I think a lot of people know Jim's a very dear friend of mine. We go way back to Fairbury back in the early 80s and all that. But, those guys, they only know one way to do it. And, I know that both of them ruffled some feathers at the high school level because they only had one way to do it. But, the thing is, it's like everything else. When you know what the rules are and you know what to expect, then you shouldn't be all that surprised once you get in the middle of it. And having said all that, having him and Chip, Chip Baugh, the first high school coach to ever have a technical called on him at the state tournament for getting outside the box, which is still one of the great stats of all time. I'll tell you what, I wish they had a press conference every week. I know that because that would be fun. But anyway, you're right. That's a big deal.
You've never done that, have you, Jimmy?
Giving a coach a technical foul
just for being outside the box?
No, or the first or third base line box. I've never done anything on that. I don't see those guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of things to watch, and I just don't notice those two guys unless they don't have a helmet on. And somebody hits a line drive, and then I remember they're supposed to have a helmet on. And they do, too, and everybody runs and gets it at the same time. But
yeah,
I just haven't done that. But that's good. You know, Hastings, you know, you're talking about Hastings and the football job. Let's don't bring that up again. But the high school basketball job, you know who the new head coach in the high school basketball team is, don't you?
No, I do not.
Do you know who? Creech.
Lance Creech.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay.
So you talk about, you know, a lot of moves going on. You know who the baseball coach at Hastings College is, don't you?
Clearly, I don't.
Okay, you don't know the Hastings College baseball coach. Could you tell him that?
Steve Sponberg.
Oh, really?
Now, this all happened while you were at Rivals Camp.
So here's
now,
the deal.
Now, the question he asked you was.
I can't wait. Ask me something else.
Now that you know that Steve Sponberg is the Hastings College baseball coach, how about, of all the jobs that might be interesting, who's going to be the new Sutton boys basketball coach? You think that might be a change?
Yeah.
How about that for an automatic, obvious answer right there? Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's the one that came to mind with me. Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Well, yeah, it's kind of funny. You talk about Sponberg, and we're talking about Fairbury there. Well, back when I worked at Fairbury back in the early 80s, I don't know. We were only covered four schools, and somehow I didn't think that was enough. So I started kind of reaching out and looking around, and we wound up, Chester Hubble Byram is right over there. I thought, well, you know, we'll cover them. So I decided to cover Chester Hubble Byram, and I go to the football game, and there stands the youthful, and he was young at one time, Stan Whistle. Stan Whistle was not 45 years old when he was born. I know that's a common thought, but standing next to him, his assistant, Steve Sponberg, and you know, when it's basketball season, they switch chairs, and you know, they went their way and I went my way, and then, you know, 10 years later, here we are all back together. But I mean, really, what's Sponberg got left to do? I mean, you know, he's done a lot. You know, it seems like a natural next step.
Well, Mike Will's going to have some, like you said, very interesting interviews with the new coaches.
Oh, that'll be delightful.
Bronco Sports.
That'll be delightful, yes. Except for the part where Will's talking, of course.
Question for Bob, Jimmy, anything in sports, fired off to us at the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, you can give us a buzz on the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. By the way, Jack Hoffman did not win the award last night from the Big Ten Network, which, you know what, that's fine by me. It was the most courageous performance, and they put in three Big Ten athletes, and then the moment with Jack. And by nominating Jack, once again, they've given him the pub that they did. But that young lady from Purdue basketball, that something you don't want is meningitis, apparently. That's some bad stuff. No, but Dre Mingo won that award. So pretty cool just going off with Brent Urena, who was on the Doug and Daddy show yesterday.
You know, there's so much wrong with the overindulgence in coverage of sports in general and social media especially, and it just overwhelms the senses. I mean, I was driving down here to listen to the station, and sure enough, ESPN gives the scores. Well, there's got to be music behind it because your brain can't handle just hearing a score. You got to be overwhelmed by the whole deal. Having said all that, I don't know. I'm a big puss. I'm not afraid to admit it. Having Jack Hoffman's moment captured on film, we have it forever, and I'm getting a little charge right now. When the little dude had to change direction, that was quite a cutback he had. Oh my God, that just melted me. And you know, awards, whatever. I don't, you know, I'm sure he doesn't care either. Nobody cares. The awards don't matter. But that moment, we have it forever. And I've never seen anything like it. Nobody in this room seen anything like it. I can't imagine. You can't redo it. I mean, I know somebody tried to. Like, right? Didn't somebody try and?
Yeah, there was another.
Come on.
There was another school that
that's not fair
in there. But it was a moment because in that, you got it.
TCU, wasn't
TCU.
It? Or ECU?
Yeah, maybe East Carolina.
Yeah, East Carolina.
I was gonna say it was some southeastern non-BCS school purple, but I couldn't remember who it was, so and there you go.
It's funny how your brain works.
It is. It's kind of got that vertigo thing going. But fourth quarter, spring game, the Husker beat writers in the press box, everybody, all the media that's up there is just like, can we get this thing over with? Then all of a sudden that happened, and even sometimes the cold-hearted almost stood and applauded that great moment. So there you go.
I will say this. We were gone the day of the spring game. I mean, we were gone. And so I get back the next day and get to church and do the things that you do, and I get settled, and it's late afternoon before I finally get to the World Herald. And, you know, I'm going to see what the boys have got to say about the game and about whatever. And anyway, I read the columns and whatnot, and I turn to the statistics page. And I asked my wife, who didn't know the answer, just like you asking me all that, she didn't know the answer either. I just asked her, I said, who the hell's Jack Hoffman? One carry, 70 yards, and a touchdown. I've never heard of the guy. And then I found out. So,
hey, same thing happened. I think I can safely say this on the air because it will not incriminate the specific person should somebody know him. But, Jimmy, this is the world we live in. Another friend of mine out of town.
He's up to two.
Not a chance. He's watching. He's looking on his phone, and he looks at the stats and sees the same thing. So he doesn't do that to his wife. He puts out a smart-ass Twitter, a tweet, you know, something to, you know, about, like you said, who in the hell is Jack Hoffman? And, of course, then, you know, his wife says, well, that's the young man from, tweet down, tweet down. So pretty funny. And because we have a best-of show tomorrow, and I will use your expertise here, let's do our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that are easier on you for a lifetime. You were at the Rivals camp with all the big wigs and Rivals convention and everything that's going on out there. Tell us a little bit about that, because now it's more than – I mean, you guys get together, you organize a little bit. You have conventions now.
Yeah.
Tell us some good stuff.
I'd like to make that very clear to my accountant. I was at a convention. Don't ask that many questions, okay? You know, as far as the convention went, to be honest, the Rivals.com convention is college-centric, okay? It's about the colleges. I went for a couple of reasons. One of which my wife could go, and we had a little vacation. The other thing was I'm always curious to hear what's going on in the network. And I guess one of the things that is really cool about going to that convention, you know, Callahan and his bunch are there and all these other people, but the guy who runs our division, if you will, the Rivals.com division of Yahoo.com is like the number three guy in Yahoo.com, and he's standing right there, okay? So the man left a job as a negotiator with the NFL for DirecTV to take the position he's got. And except for when, like, I'm in a room like this, I'm not used to being around people like that. So that always impresses me. And Eric Winter is the man's name, and Eric is a stud professional in every way that you possibly can be. But as far as the camp itself goes, I did choose to go to they have the Rivals Camp series. It's across the nation, bringing the best of the best and all that. And I went because we had 22 kids from Nebraska there, including two of the three kids that are now committed to play at Nebraska. Actually, Harrison Phillips went to a different camp, but Luke was there, and so was DJ. Luke Gifford and DJ Foster. And now Harrison Phillips, Millard West, another guy who grew up a lot. You know, he has really put together, and they're going to all play at Nebraska, and they're all going to be good. I personally think DJ Foster will eventually be an All-American type of player. Wow. I think the other two kids, I think both Luke and Harrison are going to be starters. I think they'll probably be multiple year starters, and you know, there are more kids yet. I'll tell you what, if you want to know a name, and you know, you're always good about asking things about something off the chart, a name to remember, and I don't know if anything will come of it. There's a kid named Malik Harris from Omaha Central, and we're down here with all these guys who are all over the Rivals Network and their national news, I guess their international news since it's the World Wide Web, and they all said the same thing. I mean, I talked to Easton Stick and R.J. Erzendowski from Prep, the boys we've talked about, Trey Carr from Burke, who's another kid Nebraska has got to get signed. He will be a difference maker. And they all said this. Who is that kid? And Malik Harris is about 6'4", 245. He's a tight end Oh, he's the best looking athlete down there. And he hasn't made a name for himself yet at the high school level. And to be honest, some of it is academics. Some of it is related to, you know, practice isn't his favorite thing to do. But I'm telling you what, you watch him in those drills. And Malik Harris of Omaha Central, that name could explode into something huge by the end of the year. Or we could go right back to where we're at, where who? I don't know. So we'll see. But the point is, we had 22 boys down there. We have a tremendous, tremendous class in the 2014. And again, I am not Rivals.com or any of these gurus that study miles of tape and all that when we do our player ranking. But I have put a little thought into it, a little research and whatnot. And really, you get there's years. You get past the top couple, three. And, you know, you think, huh, these are high school football players is what they are. Mm-hmm. You go about 12 deep.
Cool.
And you've got guys that will be difference makers at the college level.
That's
several of them at the Division I level.
You know what I think is really interesting in 2013, the way we're recruiting these athletes before their senior year. You know, they're signing, you know, in June, you know, before their senior year, and you're just going to have a lot of people that are not going to honor that commitment. There is no possible way this is going to happen. You know, Scott Frost, when he was at Wood River, and you brought his name up earlier, you know, it was later in January when Stanford was talking to him. In December, he took a trip, you know, to go to Stanford, and then you knew it was going to be between Stanford and Nebraska what he was going to take. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, you're talking about the person going to San Diego and stuff, but when you go to Stanford and they give you a four-year scholarship. And back when he took it, you know, back in the 1990s, when he took that scholarship, that was worth about $115,000. A scholarship to Nebraska was 4 years, was worth about $25,000. You know, now a lot of people don't think about that. I mean, if you had a car that was worth $115,000 or a $25,000 car, which one are you going to take?
Are we in city traffic, Jim?
City traffic.
I'm taking the 25. Okay.
Yeah, you get my point, though. But you're going to have a lot of decommits here. I think some of these people that are signing and they're going to do this. There's going to be coaching changes, and somebody's not going to be there, and that's why they went there. You know, there's going to be a lot of things, and I just think you're going to have a lot of recruiting still going on, even though somebody has said, hey, I'm going there.
I know that's true. In eighth grade, Marsha Connor told me we'd be together forever.
Decommit.
That's what I had there.
What's her name again? What is it?
Marsha Ann Connor. Not that it's a sore subject, okay?
Is she still living in Arnold?
No. But she is. She's not far away. She's in Julesburg, Colorado.
Stalker.
Boy, that'd be a nice.
Well, I heard.
You could go there for vacation. I've drove that's through what, Julesburg.
That's when he takes the $115,000 car.
That's right. Hey, yeah, that's right. I'll throw this out there. You all right? We ventured down just to put a toe in the water. That's right. Arnold's 100-year alumni celebration was last month. At the end of the month, we had over 500 people in the gym. It was awesome. You know, there was some of that because I was talking then too, dude. So, actually.
At least you're not the only Arnold alum that I know. That's going to wrap up the part of our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation. Don't forget that choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, it's simple with TNL. Safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. Bobby, have fun getting your quilt, man.
I will do that. It's always a pleasure to be surrounded by greatness, and I expect to at the quilt store. So that'll be great.
Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger Coach, when we come back.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Shop dollar-stretching deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and find Champion Platinum Spark Plugs for 99 cents after mail-in rebate. Get smooth acceleration and better performance with Champion Platinum Spark Plugs, 99 cents after mail-in rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some isolated shower and storm activity around early on today, then skies turn partly to mostly sunny, with a high around 90, Wednesday variable. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 66, followed by a high of 90 on Friday. Right now, it's 86.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sure want to thank Bob Jensen for stopping by the studios today. Always great to talk with Bob and can't wait. Go to Huskerland Preps and find out how you can get your copy of the preseason magazine, because you want it in your hands as soon as it is available, and you can catch some of the great stories every day on the website as well. Folks, don't forget right now, Bruce Furniture and Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance continues to take care of you as they are filling it up. That's right. Fill up on them, and the sale ends tomorrow. $50 gas cards come along free with any purchase of at least $4.99 or more. So maybe you're getting a brand new mattress set. Bang. Just about anything you want to get. Living room, den, kitchen. It's there for you at Bruce Furniture. And there's some great deals that you received in the mail. Special sale hours going on all week long. Free delivery, setup, and haul away as well. So, with your furniture purchase, you get that $50 gas card if it's $4.99 or more. You can save up to an additional $200 with the bonus coupons you received in the mail, and free delivery, setup, and haul away at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering. Just right for you, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. The United Bowl is coming up Saturday night, and for the first time ever, the Nebraska Danger are playing for the championship, and we welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. The head coach, Mike Davis, joins us. Coach, congratulations on another close, exciting win last week.
Appreciate it.
Great to have you on. Are you excited? What's the excitement level? All coaches getting ready for a championship never have time to enjoy it because it's all business. You guys seem to always be pretty loose there and have some fun with the coaching staff. Are you enjoying the week?
Yeah, I mean, we took the guys at a little cookout yesterday, a little pool party, and just kind of laid back and just it's just another football game. You know, you get wrapped up in the hoopla, and that's how teams get tight. So we're just trying to just be, you know, normal work week for us, and play a football game on Saturday.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langan here. Hey, I was going to ask you, from the first two times you played, I mean, are there a lot of player changes now, or is everybody pretty much locked into where they were the last time you played them?
Pretty much they've added one DB, but besides that, they're pretty much the same team as they have been most of the year. over the last 7-8 games. So you kind of know what to expect as far as player personnel-wise.
Hey, when we talked with you in February, you said the biggest difference with this year's team was your defensive backs and how important they were. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, we had some veterans came back, and, you know, the guys that came back from last season to this season, you know, when we sat down with them, told them, hey, this is what I need you to do, and I need you to put in work. This is not – just because you live here doesn't mean you're definitely going to make the football team. So, being the connections that we've gotten, we get a lot of good players. So if you're going to stay around and be a local player, you got to put in work. And the guys we brought in to play with those guys, it just elevated us a ton as far as – you know, their mentality and their little swagger that they have.
Talking with Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's have you break down for the listeners out there a little bit more about Sioux Falls, because you got them at home right off the bat to start the season. You broke their 20-some game winning streak. It was a big feather in the cap to start the season. It was a key game in the history of the Nebraska Danger. What do they have? How do they match up with you?
Obviously, they have the number one defense in the league. We have the number one offense in the league. So that's just, you know, it's going to be a battle of attrition, pretty much, you know, as far as that goes. I think the key battle for us is how our defense is going to react this week to the Sioux Falls offense. You know, those guys are kind of upset that none of them got a lot of accolades and stuff like that. So they've been practicing, and the focus has been had a little chip on their shoulder the past couple weeks.
Yeah, you did have some accolades. I guess just talk about this kind of came out right after we talked with you on the show last week about the IFL Player Honors. You guys got the Franchise of the Year, and Mike got the General Manager and Executive of the Year, which are feathers in the cap, and you had five players named All-Conference. Just your thoughts on all of that.
I mean, it is great. You know, I thought that we should add a couple more guys on offense. I mean, I think D'Angelo McCray should have been All-IFL, and so did Tonan Amanatuani. As far as on the offensive line, and then defensively, guys kind of got shafted. Granted, our defense didn't play great all year, but I mean, I think we're second or third in the league in turnover and forced turnovers, and you know, that says a lot for our football team. So it's fine. I mean, it's all I hate to say it, it's a political vote, no matter how you played in the year. If you're liked by other teams, and then you get a little more votes than others.
Are you guys liked by other teams? How is that? What's that like? I mean, it's not like you got the same. You do have some, but every franchise is so different, not from season to season. Sometimes, like Colorado, you see them five times. You got five different teams you played.
Yeah, I mean, I think the team is liked. I'm not very liked because there's a lot of people that want my job. But, after the first two seasons, you know, everybody was – this was the place to be. And now I kind of solidified my spot here and – which is fine. I don't care if they like me or my team or not, as long as we win football games.
Hey, Coach, another thing, you know, I did officiate quite a few of your games. One of the things I really noticed, and I think anybody that followed you, your home games this year, the crowd really got into it in the second half and really helped, because a lot of those games were, if you weren't behind, you know, the game was either tied or a one-point difference, you know, at halftime. And, I mean, I'm talking about maybe you were behind in, like, four of your six home games there. Is that correct, or am I wrong on that for some reason?
That sounds about right, Jim. I think that, you know, the first two seasons, a lot of people thought it was kind of like the Huskers. You know, you're up two touchdowns with 3 minutes to go, and, okay, well, this game is over with. And then they see, okay, well, you're going to be up two touchdowns with a minute to go and the game's not over. There was a lot of fans that learned about the game as far as the first couple of years to this year. And they've stayed around, and they've watched the clock hit zero, which has really been a benefit for us.
Well, and obviously the last week in the first playoff game, the clock hit zero and you played some more. So take me through that very last play of the football game where Colorado had a chance to win it.
You know, they had we subbed some guys. We subbed, like, Corey Cernsey and Maurice Avery, some of our big wide receivers, because they had to throw a Hail Mary. You know, they were on the 15-yard line. So we blitzed to make them throw it a little sooner. And, you know, we hit the quarterback as the ball was – his arm was coming forward. They threw a flag, late hit. They get it on time down. You know, really, actually, they thought we were going to blitz again. we kind of bluffed at it. He threw the ball a little quick, and you know, fortunately enough, he threw it short. If you would have completed it, the guy probably would have caught the ball on about the 5-yard line, and it would have been a. I hate to see what would have happened then.
What would it mean to win on Saturday night?
I mean, it would be great for the franchise. It'd be great for these kids. I mean, they've been working their butts off for 20 straight weeks or what, 19 weeks or whatever it is. And, you know, it just shows that hard work pays off. You know, when I was hired is, hey, give me a few years to get it in place. And, you know, last year, you know, you think you lose what, 7 games by less than 8 points and we're 5-9. I mean, that could have easily been a 10-win season. To turn around and do that, you know, 10 wins this year with those guys coming back and just knowing how to finish. And I mean, it could have been better. I mean, we let the Tri-City game up there early in the season. We didn't play well, and then we let the Green Bay game slip away. I mean, we could easily, you know, have been a 12-win team this year. It just, you know, let a couple slip away. And I always said after the Green Bay loss, the guys kind of – we had a little team meeting, and the guys got together and said, hey, we got something special. We just got to finish. And, you know, since then, we've been finishing.
Yeah, Coach, you know, the other thing, too, is you lost, you know, 43-41 and 130-21, and you compare the scores, you know, you definitely, you know, when you look at the 9-point win compared to a 2-point loss, it looks like definitely your players think they should go down there and really be able to compete, and they're going to have to beat you. This isn't something where you're a 3- or 4-touchdown dog.
Yeah.
No, not at all. I mean, our players are very, very confident, and that's the beautiful thing about these guys. They just they believe that they can go out and they can score points on anybody, and they believe that defensively, when we need stops, we're going to get it. The problem that we had all year is our defense knows that they're going to score points. So, you know, when the offense struggles early in the game, the defense kind of picks it up, and then once the offense is rolling, the defense kind of okay, we can settle back in. And just getting them out of that mentality as a team has been the biggest struggle that we've had all year.
Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger at Sioux Falls, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Go to dangerfootball.com to find out how to get tickets or to listen or watch the game on Saturday. Mike, best of luck to you and the crew. Always a pleasure catching up with you, and hopefully we can talk about a victory next week.
Let's do it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks
so much. Mike Davis joining us here. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, who's going to slide out and do some baseball this afternoon because there is a matinee game. Omaha West Side is coming in to play. They're headed out to Wyoming for a weekend tournament. So stop in the Midway instead of just stretching and throwing baseballs and practicing. Just we'll play a game. Kearney's a good place to do that. So that's at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I do have to ask you a question. It's going to be like 95 or 98 out there today. How come you always have the Peyton Higgins stands out there and daydreams most of the afternoon?
I'm still paying back the one time that Tony Davis and Tim Higgins umpired.
Not that story.
And, you know, but that Tony's pants somehow weren't fitting correctly. And so Tim had to do both plates, you know. And Tony said, hey, the next time we work, I'll make sure I do an extra plate. But Tony quit after that game. And Tim is now, since I'm on this show, I have to make up for that. You know what I mean? It's kind of a done deal. So, no. And, you know, and Tim's an old man. You know, Tim's 54, let's be honest about it. And, you know, hold it. Well, maybe he should be doing the play. Maybe I'll change that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, just say you forgot some gear. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy's going to slide in here from Midway, and we've got a couple more things to talk about in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as it's gonna be a warm one today. Andy from Midway joins us here in our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth before we go into break. And, Andy, I continue to see, and we talk about it, you guys are selling pre-owned, you're selling brand new, so you got a lot of happy customers out there. You see them driving around everywhere, except when they're stopped at the light there for 5 minutes and we can't get through the construction. But that gives you time to see the smile on the Midway face. And so you've already made that sale. You've got ways for them on thinkmidway.com. Maybe they need tires. Maybe they need an oil change. And Facebook, you're giving away Husker season tickets. So for the customers that you've already made happy, there's even a little extra for them.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things that we sat down and looked at probably about 2 or 3 years ago when we started the year free of maintenance, 3 free oil changes inside the first year that you own the vehicle, lifetime supply of car wash as part of the Midway Advantage was, giving the customers the best ownership experience. And, you know, we've made a lot of changes in our service department. I know a lot of our great customers that come back time in and time again, they've noticed that. You know, and anytime that you're running a business, and I'm not 100% on that fixed side. I'm really not at all. I'm in charge of kind of the sales aspect, but we see it too. And anytime that you're running a business, you know, you're going to be forced to make some tough decisions every once in a while. But the nice part is these tough decisions that we sometimes have to make, they're all based on making sure that the customer is going to have the best ownership experience. Because there's a simple saying, and we talk about all the time in sales, but sales will sell the first car, but service will sell your next 2 to 5. And it's really that simple. There's also something I was taught a long time ago was you will spend 6 times as much money trying to find new customers as you will just retaining the current ones that you have. And the best way to go ahead and retain those current customers is literally through our trusted parts and service. And these guys are absolutely fantastic. There's a reason that we put the Midway certified pre-owned warranties on all these late model, low mile vehicles. You know, heck, they don't even always have to be late model, low mile. I've seen them on 2002 Ford F-150s with 60 some thousand miles. But the nice part is we do this because we say, hey, you know what? We got enough certified ASC master technicians. We got some great guys back there. And if something does go wrong, and we're not pigeonholing ourselves in a corner by saying, yeah, our Chevy store, they'll only work on Chevy vehicles, or our Chrysler store will only work on Chrysler vehicles. That's why we can certify Toyotas, Hondas, Lexuses. We've got the type of staff and the type of people that can go ahead and handle this. And you know what? We were just kind of talking off the air, and with, you know, the 4th of July coming up, that's going to be a pretty major holiday. And with it falling on a Thursday, I think there's going to be a lot of people taking advantage of a 4 or 5, or I don't know, maybe you work somewhere really awesome. And maybe you work in France and you can go ahead and get like 3 weeks off at once. But no, there's a lot of great stuff. You need to come in. Derek Mullen down at the Chrysler location and Kurt Johnson up at the Chevrolet location. Great service managers, great people. They've got that customer first attitude, which is really great to have. You know, we actually have 10 loaner vehicles in service between both stores at all times to go ahead and accommodate to your needs. We understand that if your vehicle's broke, you need to get some major work done. We're going to go ahead and help you out. But the biggest thing is we want people to understand that when you walk in, you might not see all the same faces that you've seen 3 or 4 years ago, but at the same time, it's a little disheartening sometimes, but at the same time, change is good.
Yeah.
And usually when you're making changes, you're doing them for the right reasons. And we've just really put our focus back on the customer 100% of the time. So if you haven't been to Midway Auto dealerships, whether it's the Chevy location or the Chrysler location in the last couple of years, give us another shot. Come on in. Let us go ahead and kind of show you what we're all about, and we'd love the opportunity to earn you back as a customer, and at the same time, just go ahead and just, you know, show you what we do.
Folks, Andy and the gang are there for you at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and at thinkmidway.com. Andy, thanks for the time, man.
Beautiful. Thank you.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Do you ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
You're in your car, and you have the urge to get away. Just drive. You've got a full tank of gas, no obligations, and oil that's completely toasted. So you pull into AutoZone, where they have the oil, advice, and everything else your car needs. So get out there, Freebird. Spread those wings.
Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $21.99. Just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Terry Bradshaw here. In football, you can't win without a strong team backing you up. Today, I'm talking to Kevin, a licensed plumber, about how the team over at Ferguson, the leader for plumbing, waterworks, and HVAC supplies, gives him a winning edge.
Ferguson makes it easy. I order my supplies online and pick them up at my local branch or have everything delivered.
Plus, your online orders earn points for cool stuff like electronics and event tickets.
Yeah, ordering online saves me time, too.
You heard the man. Go check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane.
It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Oh, yeah, baby. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Come on, Eddie, let's go. Can't wait. You grab some lunch. And then tomorrow, a best-of show. I'm going to be out of town. And then we get ready for the 4th of July week, the U.S. Senior Open, our 12 teams in 12 days. And, folks, it's here. It's back again. It's Friday, July the 12th, the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest live from the Hilltop Mall. And any way that you want to be a part in, we got, and I guess to put this nicely, because we love everyone that comes up and competes, but we have especially last year, we kind of hit the limit. We have to make a determination on how many hot dogs to get, and I think we had 22 people approximately that were in last year, and that's fine. That's great. But if you want to guarantee your spot in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, give us an email, contact Jeff, email, call, tweet, Facebook.
Actually, we're going to have a link, hopefully by the end of this afternoon, a form to fill out right there on ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take the first however many, and then once we got to get those dogs and stuff too. So be looking this afternoon, folks, on ESPNSuperstation.com. There should be a link up this afternoon.
And I have been told that we will have the best prizes we have ever had for winners and competitors. So it continues to grow because of the competitors, because of the great folks at Hilltop Mall and Troutman's Quality Meats and all of our sponsors. And so if you've thought, yeah, I just don't want to do it again, I'm calling you out, Pug. I'm calling you out, the three-time champion. It might be time to get back in, because back in the day, it was basically the trophy or the bucket or whatever, and maybe a $25 gift card. Well, that's, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be way, way better than that. Probably something the three-time champion from 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago would love to have. Any of the champions, you're all invited. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. And the hot dog eating contest, again, is Friday, July the 12th at the Hilltop Mall in conjunction with their sidewalk sales. And while you're at ESPNSuperstation.com, don't forget to vote on the Midtown Mart Cooler question yesterday. Who should be the number one pick in the NBA draft? Andy Katz this morning says they are trying to trade the pick, the Cavaliers are. Well, 42% of you said take the Kansas boy, Ben McLemore, who had a pretty nice article up on ESPN.com. Nerlens Noel of Kentucky right behind him at 33%, 25% took the Big Ten boy in Victor Oladipo. Who's the early favorite to win the American League Cy Young? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question today. Your choices are Yu Darvish of Texas, Felix Hernandez of Seattle, what is it? Iwakuma, Seattle. You get two guys from Seattle on here, and they're like 10 games below 500. Or Max Scherzer, Detroit. I'm voting for Scherzer. He's 10-0, even though his ERA is a little higher. He's the old Missouri boy. He was a good guy. I think we might have even had him on the show, and that's who I vote for. But who are you going to vote for? Early favorite to win the AL Cy Young Award at our Midtown Mark Cooler question, ESPNSuperstation.com. Couple of other notes, and then we're out of here. The Nebraska softball coaching staff has been named the Midwest Region Coaching Staff of the Year by the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association. Made it to the College World Series. It's the third time that Coach Rhonda Revell's crew has won that award. And as we said, the NBA draft is going on tonight. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Rain delayed because the eastern third of the state was in some storms this morning and still kind of are. But Jordan Reinertsen is the only local player left, and he is one down through seven in his quarterfinal match this morning against Omaha golfer Ben Mashka. Then the semifinals go this afternoon. UNK's Lance Lawson is still alive. The Norfolk native is taking on Dylan Hang of Nebraska City. Hang knocked out Riley Reinertsen yesterday. So, folks, I think that's going to wrap up our Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. A best-of show tomorrow, then back on Monday. And with July here, we really get going. 12 teams in 12 days. Amazingly, we'll start within the next week and a half here. What are we, 6, 7, 8 days away? It's incredible that we'll be previewing all of the Big 10 football teams with our roster of greats that cover them throughout the Big 10 network. So we're looking forward to that and coverage of the U.S. Senior Open, the hot dog eating contest. Want to thank Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. Want to thank Jim Langan and Bob Jensen for coming in studio here today. Tomorrow on the Best of Show, we'll be hearing from UNK Athletic Director John McBride, the new San Diego Charger running back Danny Woodhead. Gibbon has some great Hall of Fame entries to the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. We'll talk to the coach of those 1980s teams, Larry Bleach, and we'll also have our interview with Hall of Fame wrestler Eddie Ahrens back on tomorrow. So if you missed any of them, that'll be part of our Best of Show tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy it and have a great weekend, everyone.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.